Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reframe Your Mind: Practical Tools to Rewire Negative Thoughts, Manage Depression and Bipolar Symptoms, and Take Control of Your Mental Health by Kennedy Allen is a self-help mental health guide focused on practical cognitive behavioral therapy tools. A breed is time as pieces, an interesting tendry. Positioned within the Healing the Unseen Wound series, the book addresses readers who experience depression, bipolar symptoms, emotional spirals, or persistent negative thinking, as well as caregivers who want clearer ways to offer support. Its purpose is not to replace professional diagnosis or treatment, but to give readers structured methods they can use between therapy sessions or during periods when support feels limited. The available description emphasizes plain language, step-by-step exercises, and a compassionate tone rather than clinical density. Allen also writes from an advocacy perspective informed by personal experience with mental illness, which shapes the book as both a practical workbook-style resource and a destigmatizing guide for people trying to understand and manage recurring mood-related challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, CBT reframing as the central method for interrupting negative thought cycles. The main practical engine of Reframe Your Mind is cognitive behavioral therapy, especially the process of identifying and challenging negative automatic thoughts. The book appears to frame distress not only as an emotional state, but also as a pattern of interpretation that can intensify depression, emotional overwhelm, and unstable moods. This matters because CBT does not ask readers simply to think positively. Instead, it asks them to notice the specific thought that appears during distress, examine whether it is distorted or incomplete, and replace it with a more balanced interpretation. In that sense, reframing is presented as a disciplined mental skill rather than a vague attitude shift. The value of this approach is its repeatability. A reader can use the same sequence during different episodes, whether the trigger is self-criticism, hopelessness, fear of relapse, or a perceived failure. By making thoughts visible and testable, the book gives readers a way to slow down emotional spirals before they become the only available explanation of reality. Secondly, depression and bipolar symptoms are treated as patterns requiring ongoing self-management. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to depression and bipolar symptoms rather than negative thinking in isolation. This positioning suggests that the book treats mood problems as recurring patterns that require practical monitoring and response, not as simple lapses in motivation. For depression, cognitive reframing can help readers question thoughts that present despair, worthlessness, or permanent failure as facts. For bipolar-related symptoms, the same kind of structured reflection can help create distance from emotional intensity and reduce the likelihood of acting from an unexamined mood state. The book does not appear to offer a medical treatment model, and it should not be read as a substitute for professional care, medication guidance, or crisis support. Its realistic contribution is narrower but useful. It provides tools that can help readers recognize shifts in thought and emotion sooner. This is especially relevant between therapy sessions, when a person may need a simple process for naming what is happening and choosing a steadier next step. Thirdly, plain language and step-by-step structure make therapeutic tools more usable. The book is explicitly positioned against endless jargon and generic advice, which is important for readers who are already fatigued by symptoms. Mental health resources can become ineffective when they require too much interpretation before they can be used. Reframe Your Mind seems designed to reduce that barrier by presenting CBT tools in direct, practical language. This accessibility is not merely a stylistic choice. It affects whether a reader can use the material during periods of low concentration, rumination, or emotional overload. A step-by-step format also supports consistency, because readers are not left to infer how a concept becomes an action. The likely strength of the book lies in translating familiar CBT principles into prompts and practices that feel manageable. This makes it especially relevant for people who are new to therapeutic self-help, or who need reinforcement outside formal counseling. Its simplicity may limit clinical depth, but that same simplicity is part of its intended function as an approachable companion. Fourthly, caregiver guidance expands the book beyond individual self-help. Reframe Your Mind includes mini guides for caregivers and friends, which broadens its practical purpose. Many mental health self-help books focus almost entirely on the person experiencing symptoms, leaving supporters with general encouragement but little guidance. By addressing caregivers, the book recognizes that depression and bipolar symptoms often affect relationships, communication, and household routines. Practical support requires more than telling someone to feel better or offering reassurance at the wrong moment. It involves learning how to respond without dismissing distress, how to avoid escalating shame, and how to encourage use of coping tools without taking control away from the person affected. This caregiver dimension also reflects the book's emphasis on clarity and validation. It treats support as a learnable skill rather than a matter of instinct. The result is a more relational view of mental health management. Readers who are supporting someone else may gain a clearer understanding of what negative thought spirals can feel like and how compassionate structure can be more useful than pressure. Lastly, lived experience and advocacy shape the book's destigmatizing tone. Kennedy Allen is presented as an advocate and writer who draws from personal experience with mental illness. That background influences the likely tone and purpose of the book. Rather than approaching depression and bipolar symptoms only as clinical categories, the book appears to address the subjective experience of feeling isolated, exhausted, or misunderstood while trying to manage mood disorders. This lived experience orientation can make CBT tools feel less abstract, because the reader is not treated as a problem to be corrected, but as a person learning skills under difficult conditions. The destigmatizing element is also significant. Mental illness is often accompanied by shame, and shame can make people less willing to seek help or practice coping strategies. By combining vulnerability with structured tools, the book attempts to bridge two needs that are sometimes separated in self-help, writing emotional validation and practical action. Its contribution is not the invention of a new therapy model, but the accessible presentation of established tools within a supportive, non-judgmental frame. In conclusion, Reframe Your Mind is best suited for readers who want a practical, plain language guide to managing negative thoughts connected with depression, bipolar symptoms, or emotional overwhelm. It may be especially useful for people already in therapy who need structured exercises between sessions, as well as readers who are beginning to learn how thought patterns affect mood. Caregivers and friends may also benefit from its support-focused material. Since the book acknowledges that mental health challenges are rarely managed in isolation, the main practical benefit is that it gives readers a repeatable framework to notice the thought, question its accuracy, develop a more balanced response, and use that response to interrupt an emotional spiral. Its intellectual benefit is modest but important, because it introduces CBT principles in a way that connects mood symptoms, self-observation, and daily coping. Compared with many similar self-help books, it stands out for combining CBT reframing with explicit attention to both depression and bipolar symptoms, while also including guidance for supporters. It does not appear designed as a clinical textbook or a replacement for individualized treatment. Its realistic value lies in being accessible, validating, and immediately applicable for readers who need practical tools without having to work through dense therapeutic language. If you would like to support Kennedy Allen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.